Welcome to Travel Market Life, your companion for industry insights and professional business development. Travel Market Life. Join us by webcast, video or podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Travel Market Life. I'm Ryan Haynes, your host, and today we're going to be looking at defining and developing the hotel tech stack and what changes that's gone through over the last couple of years, in particular the influence that the pandemic has had on the hotel technologies. We're going to be discussing with Benjamin Farreau from HotelMinder. What does the current hotel tech stack look like? How do you define your procurement processes? What is the importance of your business strategy? And then making the most of your hotel technology. There's been many innovations that have been coming out over the last couple of years, everything from automation to contactless. And I'm sure we're going to be touching on many of these new techs that's going to be available for you. So joining me on the line now is Ben. Hi there, Ben. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, you know, we're looking at how restrictions are preventing us from traveling, but still domestic markets are opening and hotels are having to face the new reality of what it is to run a hotel. And there's been a lot of change in the hotel's tech stack, or certainly, I guess, the focus being put on our hotel tech stack. What can you tell me about the technologies that are currently under demand from hoteliers at the moment?
Well, with the pandemic, there is a big move towards contactless technology from an hotelier point of view. It's about self-checking, you know, at a kiosk at a property or online checking before arrival. All these kind of things that don't require human interaction, and that's obviously very relevant with COVID. So, yeah, hoteliers are really looking into it quite a lot. We have a lot of inquiries about this specifically.
Do you find there's any sort of like concerns or hesitations in particular at the moment when they sort of like look at these contactless technologies? I mean, is it just a fad because of the pandemic, or do you actually believe it's something that will stand the test of time?
That's a great question. I think it's both at the same time. It's definitely the future. When you travel, sometimes when you arrive at the hotel, you don't necessarily want to queue at the reception. And why not just check in online, you know, when you land, something like this. So this is definitely not a fad. It's going to stay and it's going to evolve. But I think there is a high demand now for contactless technologies. Everyone wants to have a hotel without reception because of COVID. I think this is a fad. I don't think it's going to stay because it's quite complicated to set these things in motion and to make them work. So it's both, really.
Yeah, because I mean, there is that element of delivering that personal touch, isn't there? You've sort of traveled all that way. You're absolutely exhausted to have to go through the whole process yourself of checking in and getting into the hotel room rather than leaving it to someone else. Sometimes it does cause that element of sort of like stress or frustration. And particularly, I guess, if some of the contactless tech isn't working. But I guess at the same time, you need to make sure that the entire infrastructure in your hotel is actually geared towards contactless, because if you just have one aspect of it, then it makes it, I guess, reasonably pointless.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's exactly this. That's the point. Contactless doesn't replace the human touch. It enhances it maybe, but that's about it. You still need the human touch. And that's what I think hoteliers come and think that they can replace quite a lot of things with contactless. And in fact, you cannot. You can only make it a little bit better. And that's part of what's difficult about getting started on this pre and during COVID.
I agree. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the sticky points I've personally had is when I've been going to a restaurant and they put a QR code on the table and they're telling you, you know, you've got to order through the app or through the website, and then you go in and it takes forever to load. It takes forever to go through the payment process, and it would have taken a quarter of the time to order through a waiter. And I guess you've really got to be thinking, what are the actual processes that are going to satisfy the guests whilst also reduce the pressure on the operations?
Exactly. Yeah. And if it's not better than regular interaction, then it's substantially worse because of what you say. It's just painful really quickly with technology.
Do you think, though, perhaps because there's different types of hotels out there, that tech stacks do need to differ between the type of hotel they are? I mean, how do you see the difference in tech stacks by hotel type?
Yeah, they really do differ. For example, very small hotels or short-term rental, vacation rental, they have typically a very integrated tech stack because they're using very modern solutions that are built now with startups that didn't exist just a decade ago. And so they have very integrated tech stack that's very integrated. So for them, quite a lot of automation is easy to do and it's built in the business. It has to be that way. Big hotels and medium-sized hotels have different kind of problems with the adoption. Big hotel has to consider the cost of adopting contactless technology. It's very costly, and you need to think of all the scenarios. You need to make sure that it works in all cases. And that's why big hotels typically only use contactless for certain volume of their guests. It's not possible to do it for absolutely everyone. So typically a hotel will still have the reception, but a kiosk also that guests can use. And then medium-sized hotels are somewhere in the middle, and it's a bit of it's 50-50. Some hotels can really do embrace this kind of technology, and some just stay back and prefer the human contact, the human approach. Personally, I'm in between. I think technology is really great. Automation helps hoteliers and hotels to be very welcoming, but it really needs to be done, installed, and set up properly with very strict processes to make sure that it doesn't fail even a little bit. Sometimes it needs to be perfect, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on a very interesting point, is that there has been so many of these, I guess, hotel management or short-term rental management platforms out there that have absolutely everything integrated, but they're only suited to a small hotel. As you go bigger, you've got the legacy systems in place, and these hotels have multiple systems that all need to be talking to each other, sharing data, and that's where it becomes complicated, right? You've got to have the integration, you've got to have the APIs, and that's where you see maybe some of the bigger hotels advance a bit faster than the medium-sized hotels.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's so much development that needs to go into some of these large tech systems, particularly if you're working within a large hotel. And we've seen, obviously, some of them incredibly successful when some hotels spend a lot of development money, investment on them, but never be able to realize their full potential at the same time. So when it comes to sort of identifying your tech stack needs, where should they start with the procurement process?
Right. So at HotelMinder, we work mostly with medium-sized hotels. So the process is quite different from, if you're a hotel of, let's say, less than 100 rooms and a bigger hotel of over 100 rooms, it is different. I think the first step is really to build a strategy, is to understand the vision of the hotel, to understand what you want to do. So if you're a hotelier and you want to have, let's say, contactless technology at your hotel to allow guests to check in online before they arrive, assuming that's not in place currently in your hotel, you need to define that vision very carefully. And from defining it, you will be able to get your goals, basically. And by this, I mean, for example, you need to consider if you have a reception and 2, 3, 4 people working at the reception, are you going to get rid of the reception completely? Is that the goal? Is that the objective? Is that the vision? Or are you going to only have a reception that is part-time? What is the reception staff going to do if they don't work at the reception? Are you firing them? Are you trying to do something different to help guests around the hotel? So this is really the vision that I'm talking about. And I think once you have figured out the vision, it's much easier to start looking at different solutions and choosing, you know, talking with vendors and choosing the technology that you actually need in accordance to your vision.
I was going to say, because we've seen the hotel chain or group brand, Ruby Hotels, for example, really focused on being a technology-led innovative company. By having that vision, they're able to better understand what technologies are going to be most relevant for them and their guest demographic, and understanding which technologies are going to be most suitable and most well received by that demographic. So I guess you've really got to be thinking about who your end customer is, who's your guest, and who's going to be interacting. Because if you're getting a load of corporates, you need to have the right platform in place. If you are getting a lot of people who might be maybe in the older demographic, over 60, over 70 years old, going on their coach touring holidays, then I guess the types of technologies that will be needed needs to be considered to their usability.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And do you see sort of a difference and change by sort of region across Europe and the world, sort of how different hoteliers in different countries are looking at technology? Or at the moment, would you say that the industry as a whole are really sort of challenged by the same question as to what is going to work for my hotel and trying to identify really how to go about doing that?
I'd say in Europe, it mostly depends on the cost of living. I think the countries where the cost of living is higher have a proportion to adopt new technology faster, because it typically helps reduce human costs. So I can see a difference in that. A hotel in, let's say, Portugal will be run differently than a hotel in Switzerland, where the cost of wages is quite high. So there is a bit of a difference that way. Other than that, not so much, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess hotels really can't be complacent with technology, particularly with the fact that we've just seen the adoption of technology grow significantly over the last 12 months. Such a reliance on needing to use tech to access all forms of products and services by the general consumer. And with these constant changes, what do hotels need to factor in?
Well, I think you're right. If hoteliers don't adopt technology and do not work on constantly upgrading the tech stack, they're not going to survive very long. I think it's pretty much as simple as that. I think a hotel is a living organism. It needs to evolve constantly. And when you consider the hotel tech stack, marketing, revenue management, everything should be considered as a one. You need a holistic view. Thing is, tech is evolving really fast. What was possible 5 years ago is very different than what is possible now. You can do much, much better. For example, with dynamic pricing, it's possible for any hotel right today, small and big, to have fully dynamic pricing system. So it's basically a plugin software that you use and that will set higher prices or lower prices depending on the demand and availability. It's the same. There is a lot of technology like this. There is chatbots. There is a lot of solutions that a hotel can use. So it's really important for hoteliers to consider all of those.
You look at sort of Radisson Edwardian, for example, and I remember going to WTM and watching a presentation, and they were talking about their very intuitive chatbot that they've got that provides customer service through text message. And they developed that all themselves. It was an in-house development. But now there's a lot more systems on the market where it's, as you say, plug-in, where you don't actually have to develop these messaging systems that you can actually just plug them straight into your existing tech stack. So, I mean, what's your thoughts? Do they sort of, I guess, off the shelf products, are they worth going for? Or should they be looking towards developing them themselves as a bespoke platform?
So again, we work mostly with smaller hotels. So I think at this stage, developing your own solution is by definition, by default, it's kind of a mistake. You should use an off-the-shelf system because it's going to cost you much less. And you know, why develop something when it's already existing? I think the customized solutions are more for bigger hotels and chains when you have a serious budget behind. But for example, chatbots, there is a lot of solutions in the market right now, especially since the start of the pandemic. It has really become something that every hotelier does consider and should, I guess, consider. But it's not as simple as that. It's not as simple as just plugging in something. You need to learn about it. You need to make sure it's integrated properly in your tech stack. You need to make sure it's integrated properly in your processes, your workflows, the way things are being done at your hotel. And for example, with chatbots, they might answer something like, I don't know, 80% of your guest requests by themselves, but there is 20% that you will need to take care of, and you need to count that in. You need to consider it. It's very important. I see a lot of, in many cases, hotelier will adopt a chatbot for 3 months, 6 months, and then abandon it because they didn't really consider all the things that are surrounding the new technology they're adopting.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if you've been a hotelier and you've been running your hotel for 20 or 30 years, then I guess there's a lot to be considered to be able to get the most from that investment. I mean, I know myself, I can occasionally subscribe to something and 3 months in, I realize that I've barely used it, and then I'm having to unsubscribe and thinking, why did I go through that pain of trying to find a product like this? So, I mean, I guess they also need to be selecting the right product. Where should they start their research when they're doing this?
Well, I know exactly what you mean, because we all go through this, right? Adopting something, being very excited about it. And then slowly but surely, we realize that there's some shortcomings, that it requires more time, investment than we thought. And yeah, slowly we just give it up. And that's the problem. That's why I think that the process of researching new tech is, I guess, learning about the new tech that's available is key. You need to listen to podcasts, for example, and read a lot online. I personally sit down every morning and spend about 20 minutes at least learning about the industry, you know, reading things and listening to podcasts and so on. So that's number one, I think, being aware of what's out there. I think it really helps. And then, so if we take the example of chatbots, if you really want a chatbot at your hotel, I think it's quite important to, well, first take a step back and try to understand why do you want a chatbot? Does it make sense, you know, considering everything? Will it work with the reception staff? Will guests actually use it? Where do you put it, on your website, on an app, and so on and so on? So it's important to consider this. And so the way we approach this is when a hotel comes to us and say, well, we need to upgrade our tech stack, for example, or we're looking at using a chatbot, how, you know, what are the next steps? We typically try to first understand where the hotel stands, you know, their vision that we were talking about earlier. And from that, we make a list of objectives, what things need to be done, what things need to be changed, based on the findings that we have from looking at the hotel. There's always some things that can be improved, and based on what the hotelier wants to do. So once this process is done, it's quite easy to look at new technology solutions. Usually a hotelier will have some ideas about one specific project, and we can start from there. And it's quite easy to reconcile the vision, the objectives, and the product.
So really, it's important not to get technology for technology's sake, not to be sold technology because you're being sold technology, but to be looking at finding a solution to a problem that you have in your hotel that's actually going to make your hotel perform better, whether that's bring greater efficiencies or reduce your costs or reduce the pressure on your staff. It's all about finding the solution rather than just using the technology.
Absolutely, definitely. I think the tech industry, the hospitality tech industry, is making tech a little bit confusing for hoteliers because the tech gives really shiny promises. You know, you can read articles about robots giving room service, you know, bringing drinks to rooms, things like this, robots at the reception. So hotelier looks at that and it's easy to think that, oh my God, I'm being left behind. I need to look at this. I need a chatbot. It's quite an easy shortcut to make. I need new tech, so let's look for tech. When in fact, no, not really. It's more about guest experience and, if possible, using tech to make the guest experience better. I think that's the mission.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. I mean, I've gone on a bit of a technology spree for my own business recently, and I decided to buy myself some earpods, and thinking that that was going to... Reason, why did I buy them? Because I wanted to make sure my audio quality was as top-notch as I possibly could get. I was trying to forget, trying to ignore the fact that putting these things in my ears would annoy me. Well, yeah, on day three, putting these things on my ears and leaving them in my ears annoyed me. So I have to send them back to the shop. So yeah, I think you need to be thinking about how does it fit within your hotel, within your culture, within your people. Make sure your people understand what's going to be happening and get them to embrace that. Because as you say, if it doesn't fit with how you work, either change the way you work or look for another solution.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't say it better. Definitely.
And is there a one piece of technology that really excites you at the moment?
Well, honestly, I think dynamic pricing. It's tech that exists. It's been existing for decades, to be honest, but it was mostly for bigger hotels. And now it's available for smaller hotels and even short-term rentals, which just a decade ago, 5 years ago, that wasn't even conceivable. But no, it means most any hotel, basically for a rather modest monthly or yearly cost, can plug in a system to automatically manage the prices. And this does amazing. It brings amazing results. It's from an hotelier, especially for small hotels where typically you don't really have the time to spend a couple of hours every day on, you know, just managing your rates, looking at your competition. So this dynamic pricing software just changes the game for small hoteliers. And I think it's really exciting, and it's being adopted more and more. And I think it's just the beginning.
Excellent. And so if people want to learn a little bit more, maybe help them with their procurement decisions or identify different type of solutions, how can HotelMinder help?
Well, we publish a lot of content that we write ourselves and with our partners. It's educational content. It's free, and we try to give the biggest the highest quality possible, and we work a lot on this, and we help hoteliers on their mission, basically. And we help them set up a tech stack that makes sense from their point of view. So if you talk about the products we have, we sell an audit where we look at the hotel holistically and we point out what problems there are, if there are problems, and how they can be solved. And we recommend upgrades either in the tech stack or in the marketing strategies, things like that. So we really look at the hotel holistically. That's typically where we start with our clients.
They can find more information for HotelMinder on your website, hotelminder.com?
Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Ben, thank you ever so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
So that was Benjamin Farrow from Hotel Minder. Check out more information where they've got loads of details on making the right procurement decisions, a series of different information on their partners, as well as different technologies for tech stacks. You can also check out more details on technologies within Travel Market Life's podcast, Hotel Tech Clinic. So just look through our other podcasts. Thanks for joining me today. It's been a pleasure again. This is Travel Market Life. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes.
For more, go to Travel Market Life. The Music Sensation by Zach Nelson is reproduced under license from Storyblocks. Travel Market Life is a Haynes Marcoms digital marketing agency production, serving the travel and technology industries.